We're going to continue conversations now with our broadcast partners. A man who has served as a journalist for over 30 years in the Middle East is David Dolan. Long-time experience, great insight into what's happening in that part of the world, and we're so thrilled and privileged to have him as one of our broadcast partners right here on Prophecy Today. David, let's get right to it, and we've got to talk about what happened in Geneva, Switzerland. There, some of the world leaders got together to talk with the Iranians about what they're going to do with this nuclear weapon of mass destruction development that they deny is actually going on, but most everybody else in the world realizes that is what is happening. But the Prime Minister of Israel, though not in the meeting, has been talking a lot about two world leaders. It would not be good to soften up on the sanctions they have against Iran and the possibility of a preemptive strike. I want to talk to you about what he said about that preemptive strike. But first of all, he has been very vocal about warning the people do not pull away from a tough stand against the Iranians and this development of this nuclear weapon of mass destruction, has he?
Well, he has, and it's gotten to the point, Jimmy, where some are saying in Israel itself that the prime minister is becoming only known for warning about this situation and for continuously warning about it, and that it's maybe getting a little old around the world. But that's not the way that he sees it. And again, when he goes to bed at night and gets up in the morning, he's still the prime minister of Israel. He still has the ultimate responsibility for the security of the small Jewish state. Again, for your listeners, a reminder that it could fit into Texas 25, 26 times. It's about the size of New Jersey, one of our smallest American states, a tiny little country. And he is aware that Iran is a nuclear program, as the world is, and that it is enriching uranium. Those talks, well, again, diplomacy, if it can work, is fine with the Israelis. They would love to see a real change of heart in the Iranian government and a real scaling back of that nuclear program and then abandoning it altogether. But they don't see the evidence yet that there's anything like that. They just note that the talks were more cordial, they said, than in the past. But as one Israeli newspaper put it, really the only thing they could announce at the end of that meeting in Geneva was that there'd be another meeting in November. They didn't announce any progress, any real change in Iran's stance so far, that they won't allow full inspection. They also, are talking about maybe slowing down the enrichment to uranium enrichment program, but talking about it and doing it again, two different things, and verifying that they've done it. That's the thing that bothers the Israelis the most, and that's going to be the biggest problem in Syria with its chemical weapons arsenal. So the Israelis are just saying, be cautious here, let's go slow, let's don't do another Neville Chamberlain, where we all get excited like before World War II and think everything's been solved, only to find it hasn't. And a spring is sprung and a war begins. So they're still going to be watching this real closely. And the military option remains very much on the Israeli table at the very least.
And I want to talk about that in just a second. But I think you made a great observation. He's the prime minister. He goes to bed as prime minister, wakes up as prime minister, and is responsible for protecting the Jewish state of Israel today. And he has the intelligence community, probably the greatest intelligence gathering organization in the world, Mossad, giving him information so he knows better than most, probably even world leaders that may be telling him or trying to tell him what to do. And it seems to me this last week he was making a case for a preemptive strike on Iran. He has not put that off the table, has he?
Not at all, Jimmy. There's other things that could set off such an operation, apart from Israel directly striking. One of them, a Kuwaiti newspaper reported on Friday that Israel is considering attacking Syrian missiles, medium-range missiles that were produced in China that were probably transported to Syria via Iran. And they are now, some of them, in Lebanon, the paper reported, and we've seen that in other reports, that Syria has been smuggling some of its missiles into Lebanon, handing them over to the Hezbollah militia. And according to this report, again, unverified in Israel, but it's a fairly reliable Kuwaiti newspaper, saying that Israel is prepared to strike those missiles, is thinking about doing that. And if so, this, of course, could set off a full conflict between Hezbollah and Israel, which could easily spread to involve Iran. So various possibilities here, Jimmy. But yes, the Israeli prime minister is going to continue to keep, as he said, his finger near the trigger. And if they feel they have to take military action, they will, whatever the economic or political consequences, however that affects the relationship with the United States. They obviously don't want to harm that relationship in any way, but this is Israel's existence that's in question. And the prime minister has said many times, I won't be the leader that presides over the completion of what Adolf Hitler started in World War II, the annihilation of the Jewish people. He's not going to let it happen if he has anything to say about it.
And for the state of Israel, it is a matter of life and death. Let's go back to that report about the possible strike on missiles given to Hezbollah by Syria there in Lebanon. You know, I would imagine that there is a plan in place for the Israeli Defense Force to deal with this situation. They've already done it in the last year a couple of times, haven't they?
They have. They struck twice convoys carrying these missiles and other heavy weaponry into Lebanon from Syria. So it's not as if this report in the Kuwaiti newspaper is off the moon or something. This has been going on. As you say, the Assad regime is trying to protect as much of its weaponry from international inspection or confiscation. If it should fall, then it will have a reserve of weaponry in the neighboring country of Lebanon. Various reasons they would want to do this, but the Israelis have said all along they won't sit back and let any of these weapons be transferred to another country, to a terror group, to any other force. And of course, they could be transferring some chemical weapons along with conventional rockets, etc. So this has been on the table for a while, but this is the first concrete report we've had, and it was attributed, Jimmy, to an Israeli military source. Was not quoted by name, but according to this Arab newspaper report in Kuwait, it was an Israeli military leader that gave them the information that they were contemplating taking action against Syrian weapons being moved into Lebanon. So what we're talking about is probably a bigger operation than what we saw before, where they just struck in one instance each time. This would be probably a larger operation. Maybe it would involve even the landing of some ground forces to secure the area. And again, there's always a possibility that Hezbollah will respond with an attack upon Israel. So that would be the thing to really watch and the trigger point possibly for other action in the region.
Give me about 30 seconds, if you will, David. This last week, they had a memorial service, and it was indeed the marking of the anniversary of Yitzhak Rabin, who was the prime minister of Israel, being assassinated. But the prime minister used that to say that Yitzhak Rabin, though he was very interested in developing peace, coexistence in the Middle East, he still had a very watchful eye on security needs for the Israeli Jewish people as well.
Well, yes, and that's very true. Rabin, of course, was an ex-military leader, chief of staff, had a lot of concern for his people. He tried the diplomatic route of peace. It really didn't work. And that's something that Netanyahu points out. We got to be real careful about diplomacy. We got to keep ready for military action at any time, because that's often what is needed.
David Dolan, he's the man in the Middle East that covers for us information coming out of that part of the world. We so appreciate David being available to come behind these microphones and interact with us about these events that are unfolding in a very unique region of our world. Always, we should have a focus on what's happening there. It fits into a prophetic scenario found in God's Word. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.